In this lesson, we're going to be introducing our anchors, and what you will need is about 10 to 15 minutes, your dog, your Zen Den, and your journal. The human body is always in contact with something. It can be in contact with a chair, a mat, the ground, you name it. Today, we're going to use our relaxed dogs as our anchor to this world. As we sit quietly, or what you can also call meditation. An anchor simply roots a ship to one place, as will your meditation anchor keep you in the here and now. Your anchor of choice will help you remain in a state of relaxed peace and continue to return you to the here and now. And when you drift off into your own thoughts, as you will most definitely do, and that is totally okay, you use your mind to recognize that you've drifted, and you return your thoughts back to your anchor. And your anchor in this case is you and your dog sitting and being. After re-listening to the relaxation meditation or using your box breathing techniques, sit beside your dog in your Zen Den or wherever he decided to rest. Gently rest your relaxed hand on your dog's chest. You can use also their shoulders, hips, or anywhere it won't inhibit breathing or cause any sort of unrelaxed discomfort for them. So no placing on stomachs here, especially if your dog is small. That's for a later lesson. If you desire a timer, set one for 5 minutes. Make sure the alarm is set to a gentle melody so you're not jolted out of your meditation. Close your eyes and make an intention for why you're here today. Share your intention with your dog either silently or with your words. Take a deep breath and enter into your practice. Once you become totally relaxed, focus only on the feeling of your hand's contact with your dog. Try not to think about his breath, the fur sensation in your hands, or anything else but the feeling of the point of contact of your body and his. Gently look up with your eyes closed and feel your body float away while paying sweet, sweet attention that you are still grounded and bonded physically to your animal. If your dog gets uncomfortable or wants to move or walk away, just let it be. Peace is the name of the game here, and it's peace for everyone. If he moves away from you, just focus on your bottom to the pillow or the contact of your hands resting in your lap. Nothing can ruin your practice. If you find yourself wanting to walk away with your thoughts, simply refocus on your chosen point of contact. Remember, mind wandering is good because it gives you the opportunity to realize your mind is actually wandering and to build that muscle to pull it back to your focusing point, which in this case is wherever your hands may be. If you're going to do the journal exercise, here are some things you can think about. What are some other anchors you can use to return your focus when you get distracted? Here's my list. I like to use mala beads. I like the sensation of my breath in and out of my lungs. The rise and fall of my own belly. You can also use scents like essential oils or your dog's lovely Frito feet or the sound of your dog breathing. That's it. We'll see you in the next lesson.